Arunima maybe, Nandimukhi maybe, Aptaduti. Aptaduti.
Duti means messenger.
Apta himself, not telling by the core of his eyes and by the course of eyes, Srimati Radhika also admits. These are Aptaduti. Bansi is Aptaduti. Bansi Duti. So there are so many Dutis. Srimati Radhika comes there, that place. It is watering, so cold, very clouds, so dark. Radhika comes accordingly. Accordingly means having no nupurs, black collars dressed, and everything like that. In white nights as well. Only with very little, so much, so qualified gopi, like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Subal, Tulsi, like this. Not so much Sakhis comes. When he comes nearer to that kunj where Krishna is awaiting, she at once turns and is ready to go to his palace. Sakhis are thinking, why she is returning? Krishna also feels and he goes and at first he prays, but she is going and going to his place. No. Krishna gives badha. Badha means
obstruction.
Obstruction. Creates obstructions. Obstacles. At last he catches her hold, hands, and tries to take him to Kunja. At that time he has so much pleasure in her. Eyes weeping, in mouth anger, so many bhav comes at a time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown this thing at the time of Rath. These are called kilkinchit bhav, so many bhav. At last Krishna takes him to Kunj. Rup Manjari is seeing from the side of Lata, creepers, from a chidra, chidra mane, from a hole. Oh, so beautiful Milan is there. I have never seen like this. There are so premi. He astonishes. And he tells that my bhagya,
fortune.
I'm so much fortunate that I'm seeing. She is calling, oh my dear Rati Manjari, where you are? You are not seeing this thing? Your eyes are not safal. Safal means, the successful of eyes are only to see this thing. So beautiful. He at once that saw that there is no, here is no Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. If a man have anything sweet, or anything so tasteful, he wants that my friend should take it. If a disciple takes it, He wants that my Gurudev should also test it. If a devotee has this thing, he wants that Radha and Krishna should test it. She does not want to take it alone, test it alone. So he says here and there, where is my dear, so dear, Rati Manjari, very heart, bosom, Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. Rati Manjari always serves and learns how to serve Srimati Radhika from Rup Manjari. So Rup Manjari wants that Ifrik's test should be tested by Rati Manjari. So he, leaving this scene, see, at once went to search where is Rati Manjari. Rati Manjari was in any service. So, by serving, he has served that thing and was coming to Rup Manjari. Where is Rup Manjari? So she was also searching Rup Manjari, and she is also. They met Rup Manjari. At once took in his arm, her arm. Oh, let us go. How sweet thing, pastimes of Krishna is going on. She also went to with Rup Manjari to that place and told her that see this thing. So in it is called Gavaksha. Gavaksha means a place, a chidra, a hole from where in kunj everything can be seen. But the persons in the kunj cannot see them. Because Leela will be end by seeing other persons. They should be very swatantra rahenge ki unko koi nahi dekha. Anyone is not seen. So their pastimes will go freely. Otherwise it will be hampered. At that time, she is seeing Rati Manjari. And before that, when Rati Manjari, they came here and saw all these things. After the pastime over, Srimati Radhika called Rup and Rati Manjari. We are tired. Rati Manjari has the seva of
Chamar.
Where is your Chamar? Give me Chamar. And Rati Manjari told that you should serve my fields. We are very tired. Krishna anyhow went from that place. Here Rati Manjari is telling at this time. This is slok is of that time. Sthala kamalini yukta garvita kananeshmin kanan ashmin, that in this very kanan it may be Radha Kunda. It may be at Sanket, it may be Seva Kunja, it may be Govardhan, any Kunja. Kananeshmi, you are so much Garvita. Garvita means have so much. What is the meaning of Garvita?
Proudy.
You are so much proud. Proud. You are Kamalini. Kamalini means lotus flower. pranayas barahasyam puspa gucchat chalena. As if a lotus flower is laughing. So you are laughing. It seems by symptoms. Puspa guccha chalena. As if 100 or 1,000 lotus flowers in one sahasrdal kamal, it is called. Understanding my view?
A big cluster of lotus flowers.
In one. They are not separate, but yet separate.
Cluster.
So, all are bosom, and scent had been coming from them. A bee is coming, passing all the lotus flowers to this. Why she is telling? When Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari were coming to see this pastime, in Gauri Kunda, in Govardhan, Padma and Sabya were waiting for Krishna. And they were discovering how to make meet Chandravali to Krishna. Chandravali was in Kunja and they were at the door of Kunja, Padmavali and Sabya. And they were trying Krishna. Krishna was coming from home and he was going to Srimati Radhika to the Sanket Kunja, where Srimati Radhika was waiting for Krishna. And Rati Manjari and Rupa Manjari have gone to bring Krishna, and for a distance, but they were coming with Krishna. And at the same time, here Padma and Sabya told Krishna, "Oh, here Sakhi is there, Chandravali, and waiting for you." He told that, "I am at once coming. I have heard that an Aghasur, or like Aghasur, any demon has come there. And he is doing so much utpat. Utpat, you know?
Confusion, chaos,
disturbance there. I am just coming. I will not delay. Wait here." And saying, he went away. When he went to Srimati Radhika, then Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari also went there. And then they are saying to Srimati Radhika that api nikhila latasta saurabhakta samunchan. Leaving all the creepers and flowers, so beautiful, so fragrant, so sweet, yet leaving all them, that black bee have come to you. So how you are lucky? Why you are lucky that Krishna has left all this and I have come to you? Mrigayati tau margam Krishna bhengu jatantya. He is waiting, that bee is waiting. Always flowers wait for bees. Here is anupras alankar in literature.
Reverse.
Here bee is waiting for that flower. Bees can fly, but flower cannot fly. But yet he is telling that Krishna has also wish, Radha has also wish, but wish of Krishna is more than Srimati Radhika. He wants more. Manjari only are pleased when Krishna searches Radha, Krishna weeps for Radha, Krishna tries for Radha, Krishna searches for Radha, then Manjari becomes so pleased. And if Srimati Radhika is weeping and searching, they are so much distressed. Here, bee is searching and waiting for and serving Srimati Radhika. So they are very pleased. And they are telling to her, Srimati ji, that, oh, we are so lucky and you are so lucky that Krishna is waiting for you, for your service. Having living all these creepers and flowers and everything, he has come to you. And he going around your, that is your feet. So, his Aradhya Dev here, and also Guru Devas. First for his Aradhya Dev, and secondly to his Guru Dev. But today, in this meaning, no confusion.
There is a question that you should ask. In the car coming here, we were discussing a topic, exactly one topic which you have discussed today. And one question remained in our mind, which you asked.
This is not for us personally. This is just to understand in some other case that there are two types in Kama Yuga. There is Tatat Bhavi Chatmika and Samboga. Now, if someone has that Samboga in Raganuga, can that person enter into Vrindavan?
No.
Only Dwarka?
No. Not in Dwarka also. He'll go to none plus, but he will be here. Sambhog is very bad thing.
But then why is
but it will be a Prakrita.
Why is it mentioned
in Kamanuga?
In Kamanuga it mentions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu
as Kamaru.
Kamanung here, above this Kam. Kamanuga, service, serving under Kamanuga. It looks like Kam, but it is pure prem. Kubja has sambhog icha, so he has been discarded. Only that he wanted only Krishna, no another person. So it has been taken in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as a ras, but so nikrishta ras. She has some bhog kamna.
So is this only referring to Kupcha?
Hmm?
This samboga, where it's mentioned for Kamanuga, is this only referring
but,
to Kupcha?
In this way, in this stage, we have so many worldly kamana. And to enjoy myself, this body, there will some reaction in this body. So we should reject all these things. We should pray for that kamana. It will not be perhaps clear.
See, we're not asking for ourselves.
For anyone, for them you should not. So many persons are. They have actually no greed. For them we cannot tell anything. But really they have greed, then we can tell anything. It is clear or not?
Yeah, he it is clear, it is not in our own regard that we are asking, but we are just wondering why in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it appears to say that someone can become, have this mood. We are not desiring it, but we are wondering why it is written like this, that someone may have this mood. It's under Kamanuga.
It has been stated only to them who has actually greed. But that calm is pure there. For them it has been stated. Even Kobza Prem, they have not think it correct. Then what to say others? Here one thing that Kubja has no lust for any other person. His nishtha was only in Krishna. And from Krishna, he wanted that thing. So, they have taken it, but yet they have rejected it. Where there is only will that Krishna should be happy. In this stage we want our happiness. By serving Krishna we will be happy. So when a stage will come after greed by the association of that class of Gurudev or Vaishnava, then actually everything go away. That has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ras Panchadhyay, Vikriditam, Brajubadabhaya, Idancha Vishnu, Saddhanvito, Suniyad, Athabarniyedaja, Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam, Hridrog Masu, Apihanatta Chari. I have discussed it, this is slowly. One tells that by all these things on earth and all these things come in jagatik come, worldly lustre and party by our effort, and then we will do bhakti or we will hear Raspanchandhyay. Vishwana Sarvati Thakur telling that this is not faith. When we listen with Shraddha, Shraddhanvito, Shraddha, meaning having greed, here Shraddha means having greed, and we'll hear by very Shraddha, with what?
Great faith.
Okay. A strong pipasa, thirst ear. Then in the ratio what we hear, the anarth will go away. Pratilabhya kamam. Here kamam means will go away, and first pure prem will come, and it will wash away all the worldly things. Not washing, then prem will come, but prem will come at first and wash away all these things. But there will be Shraddha, that I want to serve Radha and Krishna. So,
I can ask the question. That the Raganuga devotees are following the Ragatvika devotees.
Huh?
Raganuga devotees are following Ragatvika associates. Now, in the Ragatmika associates, there's some like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. They don't want direct union with Krishna.
And some wants also.
Yeah, and some want. So, can a Raganuga devotee, not Rupanuga, but any other type of Raganuga devotee, want to follow those gopis who want direct?
But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, this is not good thing. We should not go.
Is there some line that does it? Is
there there are some bindings that they should not go.
Is there some other sampradaya that does it?
They do. Only this difference is here, that we want, and any Baddhaji, conditioned soul, can have the Siddha Sarir of only Manjaris. They will not go directly in Naika Bhav. They have stated. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only to give this Ujjwal Ras or Manjari Bhav, not Naika Bhav.
Which Sampradaya does this Naika Bhav?
Nimbarka, Radha Ballabhi, both. Rupa Goswami has not admitted this fact.
So, they follow in the other sampradayas, they try, but actually they cannot.
Actually they're sahaji.
They are sahaji, yeah.
Actually.
In our sampradaya also some do. They try.
They try.
They don't follow Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also.
Your description is basically just worldly lust.
Certainly. They want their pleasure, not Krishna.
The attitude
so
of
therefore you said no love, actually no love.
No love. From where they have had this greed, love, there must be a lobhi man to whom we can have this. Without their association, we cannot have this thing. Whether it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam and all Goswami Granth, but it should come through the mouth of any greedy person. Then,
discuss the third verse today of the Lapkusa Manjula.
Prajendra Basati Sthale Vibidha Ballavi Sankhule Tamevarati Manjari Prachura Punya Punjodaya Vilas Bhar Vismrit Pranayi Nekhala Margane Jajad Jagadya Nijanathaya Nathaya Prajasi Nathita Kandaram. Take first word Rati Manjari. O Rati Manjari. Vivida Basati Vrajendra Basasi Sthale Vivida Ballavi Sankule Vrajendra Basati Sthale means Vraje. Vivida Ballavi Sankule. Ballavi means feminine gender of Ballav. Ballav means gop. Ballavi means gopi. The vividha, so many gopis are there in Braja. But Rati Manjari, Tvama Eva, you are, only you are, Prachura Punja Punya Punjo Daya. You have Prachur Punya Punja Mane Sukriti.
Pious
deeds. Pious like Punja, like mountain. Your Sukriti is like mountain. Among all Braj Gopi, Yata means the cause is this. Adya Jadi Jad Adya, today. Because today, Vilas Bhara Vismrita Panai Mekhala Margena, that today the Ishwari of Braja, that is Srimati Radhika, Vilas Bhara, playing with Krishna, in Bilas, she has forgotten her pranayi mekhala. Mekhala means binding, anything, so that Lahanga cannot come out, bending of Lahanga. Lahanga, you know? Lahanga. Gopis wear Lahanga. And upper this, this is Dukul. Lahanga. That was of golden. Pranayi, who that thing, Mekhala, is a link between Krishna and Radhika, that Mekhala. Because Krishna loves this Mekhala and always wants to touch and to untie, and always he keeps eyes on that Mekhala. So it is a link between Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So the pranayi shabd has been given here. Pranayi means made of prem. Pranayi. Mekhala, that Radhika has forgotten to in Vilas Kunja, and here he saw that that Mekhala is not here. So Adya today Nija Nathaya, Nathaya Mane Ishwari, Aradhya Nija Mane Aradhya, your Aradhya, Srimati Radhika has Nathita told you, asked you to bring that Mekhala. Only he has told to you to bring that thing. No one knows this fact. Only Rupmanjari knows this fact, that she has forgotten. And cleverly she has told this Rati Manjari, that is Tulasi Manjari, that bring, anyone cannot know this fact. So bring it cleverly. But Rupmanjari knew this fact. Now we are going in. This was brief word meaning. Now we are coming. These three shlokas are of Swaroop when he was in Siddha Deha, forgetting everything of this practical body, that I am Raghunathan. First he did pranam to his Sakhi. Second to Ishtadev, and third, this shlok is used as in Chaitanya Charitamrita, anarpita charin chirat karuniya avatirna karu. Krishnadas Kaviraj has, Goswami has not done this shlok. This is, this shloka is prayer to Ishtadev. So, two shlokas he had done himself, first and second, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But this shloka is of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is his guru. He says that Rupa Goswami has done this prarthana to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a asirvadmak, asirvadmak, asirvadatmak, you know,
as a blessing,
begging mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for all general jivas, and especially those who have a special want of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Rasa Raj Mahabhava Swarup Krishna's mercy. Ho gaya khatam. Anyone cannot write like this, and he thinks that Rupa Goswami is my guru. So he is praying the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling that I cannot express idea like this. So he has kept the Rupa Goswami's version, that is slow, as it is. Anyone can think that it is of Krishnadas Goswami, Raj Goswami, but in fact it is Goswami. In this shloka, he has like killed two birds in one shoot. One, he has prayed prarthana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhava. Secondly, he has prayed also Rupa Goswami that Saranga Saranagati Haibe Jahar Tahar Prarthana Sune Nanda Kumar. Our Prarthana Nanda Kumar will not hear, but those who are, who has offered themselves in Krishna feet, and they have saranagati. Krishna is bound to hear their prarthana. And hearing their prarthana, accordingly he will do. So, my prarthana Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may not hear. But Rupa Goswami's prayer, he is bound to hear. So, here also, Rupa Goswami is Guru. Rupa Goswami, in the second day slok, called Rati Manjay, Tulsi Manjay, and asked that, come on, see how beautiful pastime is going on. So both peeped in Bilas Kunja and saw that pastime, that I have. After seeing that pastime, Swamini, that is Srimati Radhika, done any ishara, hint, give them any hint and call Manjaris. They went there inside and served to Krishna and Radhika both. Krishna told, bring kumkum, chandan and all utensils and Radhika told Krishna that decorate me. So, with kamba, Krishna took from lavanga manjari that kamba and began to do very softly. Then he met Chotis, three in one. Understanding?
Braiding the hair. Oh, yeah.
Three?
Yes.
Day. Here, wind up and get flowers. Decorated very beautifully. He told Arup Manjari, bring Anjan. Anjan, you know?
For the times, like Kajal.
Nah, Kajal. She took, gave Krishna, took it and gave Kajal. And other Manjari he called also. Rati Manjari he called also. They supplied everything. And Krishna fully decorated Srimati Radhika. In the meantime, only there were manjaris, not others. Srimati Radhika remembered Lalita Vishakha, where they are. They are not here. So leaving Krishna with some manjari, she went out and saw Lalita Vishakha and all other sakhis. Paramparishta sakhi are Yanarbu sakhis. And she sat down in the middle of all the sakhis and began to describe what happened with Krishna. Krishna was not feeling better there alone. But Srimati Radhika was very pleasant with all Sakhis, leaving Krishna there. This was also one kind of pastime to please Krishna. A program not for Vartaman, not for present, but for future. She is making program to Krishna, for Krishna. After some time, Krishna could not live alone. She was searching them where they have gone. And at last, he also came there. All Sakhi were laughing, making joke with Krishna. Anyhow, some Sakhi took Krishna and she arranged to sit Krishna in the feet of Srimati Radhika, not left. Krishna became very much pleased. At last, she ordered Radhika, all these Sakhi, to please Krishna and to dance and with joke to Krishna. So all Sakhi with so many various types of instruments, mridanga, khol, dampha, and so many, they began to dance. There, this part was so fine, but patla, thin. At the dancing, Krishna appreciated them as if it will break, and so quickly, so fastly, so beautifully they were dancing and doing kirtan. Krishna was telling, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Srimati Radhika became some tired.